say a few words about Pastor Johnny Jones, since he was a good friend of the church for 40 years.
因为今天的讲员强尼琼斯牧师是我40年的好朋友，我想先说几句话。
Johnny Jones was our pastor before we have this church building.
这个琼斯牧师呢，在我们有这个教会这个职堂以前，这个堂以前，他已经是我们的牧师。
And he came when he was a student. He came down to be our pastor every week.
那个时候他每周都来我们这边布道。那时候他还是一个学生。
And after he graduated, he went to serve in Hong Kong for 10 years.
当他毕业神学院毕业以后，他就去香港服侍10年。
He came back and he said, 我还有鬼佬。
他回来了，他说了一句香港话，我听不懂。
我就是鬼佬。And Pastor Johnny Jones, he is crazy for God. 他为神发狂了。 Not only he served in Hong Kong, he went to India and served.
在香港服侍后，他又去印度。
And I don't know what Hindi that he speaks now.
我不知道他现在是在做什么。
He came back and served in Houston for many years, and actually came back to be our temporary pastor for a year and a half.
他回来后又在休斯顿服侍多年，这中间呢，有时候做我们的临时的牧师。
I am always glad to see him. He is always energetic, always encouraging, and he always want to encourage you.
琼斯牧师呢，总是充满能量，总是很愿意鼓舞别人。
And he is now living in San Antonio now, even farther than Houston.
他现在呢是住在 San Antonio， 他的父亲还住在休斯顿。
Well, his family is in
it. 他家庭在休斯顿。
But I'm glad to hear that he is now a grandfather of 10 grandchildren.
我现在很高兴，他已经是个祖父了，有10个孙子辈的孩子。
And we are so glad that Pastor Johnny Jones will deliver God's word to us today.
非常高兴今天。 琼斯牧师给我们传扬神的话。
Actually, Carol and Emmy, they know me very well. They know I don't deserve such praise.
对，实际上
they know me too well.
教会里面的 Carol 和 Emmy.
Actually, you can say they're my mother in the spirit of God.
他们就像 是这牧师的属灵的母亲一样。
And I love them very much. I know that we had a reunion just before I share the word. I remember we had a reunion here with all the old timers a couple of times.
我们有一个在这儿有一个重聚和一些以前的老朋友们。
And everyone looks the same to me because, you know, I'm really jealous of Chinese people because you never look old like a guailo. You know, we have the wrinkles, we look old, we give, you know, but you never look old. You can be a 100 and still look like, you know, 50 years old.
教会里面的人看起来都和过去一样，都很嫉妒你们哈，你们那个中国人呢就不显老，活到100岁还像50岁的样子。
So I'm a little jealous. I don't know why God didn't make me Chinese. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous.
我很羡慕你们，不知道为什么神不把我塑造成一个中国人。
And today, before we have the message, I do want to have a special word of prayer for those who have lost their lives in the Texas flood. You know, we had San Antonio's near where many of the floods are.
今天在信息以前，我想花一点时间，专门为这一次在德州洪水中丧生的人祷告一下。
And so why don't we have a special prayer now for those who've lost their lives. They say they're still counting the deaths, and it may be upwards of 300 people in many different counties.
所以官方还在统计这个死亡数据，有可能接近300人。
And I think if you're from China, you know the danger of the Yangtze River and flooding there, so you can understand flooding when it happens. It often happens without any warning. I mean, there's a warning, but it happens so quickly, people are swept away. So let's pray for this.
Okay. 如果你来自中国，你可能知道长江有时候会，会有汛期。那我们现在祷告一下。
Lord, we know in China, there's also floods, in throughout the world.
主要我们知道，这个在中国还有在世界其他地方都会有洪水。
And so, Lord, we pray for those who've been affected by the Texas Hill Country floods.
主要我们在今天为在德州受到洪水中丧生的人和家庭祷告。
And Lord, many families are grieving this morning.
主要今天早晨很多家庭都在在伤痛中。
Many have lost their whole family, the grandparents, the grandchildren, swept away.
很多家庭丧失了他所有成员，包括从祖父级到孙子辈，都在洪水中丧生。
Others have lost a child at a Christian camp, and they woke up without a sister or some sibling, Lord, in the family is gone.
有的家庭呢，在这次基督这个教会的家庭中呢，丧失了他们的丧生了他们的兄弟姊妹，比如说一个姊妹早上醒来就见不到这个人了。
So Lord, we pray you'd comfort these people this morning.
主啊，我们祈求你亲自的去安慰这些这个丧失家庭成员的人。
And Lord, we pray for the suffering around the world, in many places of this earth, including wars like in the Middle East as well as in Russia and Ukraine. We pray for the families who are losing loved ones in these wars.
主要我们也为这世界上很多地方在处在患难中的人祷告，包括在中东战争、中东的这些冲突，还有在俄乌战争中丧失亲人的人，为他们祷告。
And so we pray you would comfort them.
主要我们祷告，我们祈求你会安慰他们。
And Lord, may this message be used to encourage us today.
主要让今天的信息呢，能够对我们有鼓励。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to go through this passage of the Beatitudes, often called the Beatitudes. And the title of the message is, "How can we shine His light in this dark world?"
让我们先打开圣经，看到马太福音第五章这边讲的是天国八福。那今天的信息的名字就是在这个黑暗世界上我们怎么能发光。
You know, or put it another way, how can we be salt on this earth? He says you're salt of the earth.
换句话说呢，就是我们怎么成为今天的盐。
Now, we all know what it's like when one small candle is lit and the room is completely dark.
所以我们都知道当这个屋子那儿完全黑暗的时候，点上一支蜡烛会什么样子。
It provides light for the entire room.
它给这全屋子都提供了光线。
And so we never think of ourselves as being a light to those around us.
我们从来没想到我们自己会在这样会成为这黑暗屋子里面的一个光。
But Jesus is talking to his disciples on the mountain. That's his main audience. And there may be crowds around who were listening.
所以耶稣就是在这个山上给他的门徒，可能很多人在一块儿在给他们这个教训他们，这就是这个背景。
But the focus are the believing disciples, those who Jesus has designated as his special followers.
所以这些门徒呢，都是耶稣就是指定的，是耶稣的跟随者。
Like a rabbinic teacher, he's training them so they will go out and teach his truth.
所以就像耶稣当时对他们，就像耶稣是一个教师来教导这些门徒，将来门徒可以再去教导别人。
And so he tells them, "You are the light of the world."
所以他告诉这些门徒说，你们就是世界的光。
You're to bring glory of God's character and name to those around you.
所以你们呢，要去把神的这些荣光和神的特性啊带给世界。
And he also says, "You're salt of the earth."
他还说过，你们也是世上的盐。
What is in ancient China and many places of the world, we know what salt does.
所以在古代中国甚至世界其他地方我们都知道盐是什么作用。
Salt preserves meat from our food becoming rotten, particularly meat.
所以盐可以用来腌制肉类，所以肉类就不会腐了。
So it's a preservative.
所以它可以保留这个特性。
But salt also creates a thirst. You know, when you have salt in your mouth, when it's salty, it creates a thirst for something.
所以盐也可以会产生一种饥渴感。你知道，如果你嘴里含一点盐，你可能想喝水。
And so when we live out God's truth, it creates a thirst for God among those who don't know Him.
所以呢，如果我们能活出那个神的这个荣光呢，这样呢就会在别人产生一种这个饥渴感，他们想知道更多。
So the question is, how can we be salt and light in this world?
所以今天的问题就是我们怎么成为这世上的盐和光。
And Jesus is very practical regarding that answer.
所以对于这个答案来讲，耶稣呢给的还是很实际的。
You know, sometimes we make Christianity very complicated.
所以有时候我们把这个基督信仰搞得就弄得很复杂。
There is a lot of books written about God in theological libraries of the world.
所以有很多是在哲学博物馆哲学图书馆里面有很多书写的是关于神的书。
But here, Jesus makes it very simple what light living looks like, what salty living looks like for the believer.
所以在这个地方呢，耶稣呢把它讲得很清楚，什么样是做一个做盐做光的生活。
And actually, Jesus has presented himself in the first three chapters or four chapters of Matthew as the king of Israel.
所以在这个马太福音这是第五章啊，前四章里面。耶稣呢，都把它就表述成是一个神。
When Matthew wrote this book,
他说是王。
When Matthew wrote this book, he wrote it many years after the death of Christ to the believing church.
所以马太呢，就是书的作者写这本书的时候，耶稣已经是就上十字架好多年以后的。这本书是写给当时已经成型的教会的。
And so you might ask, what application or what application does this have for the church when it seems like he's talking about his kingdom?
所以你可能会好奇，说应用呢是应该写给教会，而这里面写的这个经节好像是在描述天国。
If you notice in verse 23 of chapter 4,
如果你读第四章的二十三节，
Jesus was teaching and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
所以那时候耶稣呢在各处呢是在传讲天国的福音。
Now, if you look at the word gospel, it has three different meanings in the New Testament.
所以你要看这个词福音呢，在新约里面它有三层含义。
Like the word gospel is used in the word mark of like the story of Christ. It can mean story.
所以福音呢也可以指是一个故事，是在比如在马可福音里面那个福音呢讲的是。
Basically, it means good news.
它基本上讲的是好消息。
So gospel is good news of Christ, and it tells the story of Christ.
所以福音呢，就是好消息，是一个关于基督的故事。
And if you look in Paul's epistles and Peter, they talk, even James, they talk about the gospel. Particularly, even John mentions it, but they talk about the gospel of faith in Christ, and you receive His righteousness.
所以，如果你在读这些使徒写的，比如包括。保罗、彼得、雅各，甚至约翰，他们是在讲的这个福音呢，是在讲
The good news of Christ's death and resurrection.
Okay, 他讲的是这个好消息，是讲的耶稣的受死和复活。
Here it's different. Here in this passage, he's talking about the gospel of the kingdom.
所以这点呢，在这段经文呢，福音的意思呢又不一样，他是在讲神国的福音。
So Jesus came to offer the Jewish people his kingdom as the king to start reigning over Israel.
所以这时候耶稣来到这犹太人中间呢，他告诉犹太人的是，他就是这个神国的王。
This is in accordance with the Old Testament, where there's many passages that speaks of the Messiah who will come and rule over Israel.
这是对应的旧约里面有多处地方提到，有一个弥赛亚要来到。犹太人中间，并成为他们的统治者。
In the book of Samuel, it's prophesied that a a ruler would come from David who would rule over Israel.
啊，比如说在撒母耳记里面，就这个先知撒母耳就发出预言，就说将来大卫的子孙里面有一个会成为一个王来统治。
So Jesus is introducing himself as the king of the Jews. You look in chapter 2 where the wise men came from the east because they wanted to know about this king of the Jews.
所以耶稣呢这边就介绍他自己，他是犹太人的王。比如你读马太福音第二章里面，耶稣出生的时候就有从东方来的这个博士，他们知道耶稣是王。
It was prophesied that a ruler, it says in chapter 2, would come forth to shepherd Israel and would come and be born in Bethlehem.
根据以往的先知呢，那么将在马太福音第二章记载呢，会在伯利恒出生一个王，这个王会统治以色列。
We see in chapter 1 the lineage of Christ, which affirms he's the proper Davidic ruler and Messiah.
马太福音的第一章也看了耶稣的族谱，根据族谱呢，这个是完全对应先知的预言，耶稣呢会是犹太的王。
And Herod knew he was a ruler, so he tried to kill him, and so he fled. His family fled to Egypt. Christ and his family.
对，当时呢，那个犹太地的当时的统治者是希律王，他想试图杀掉小婴儿的耶稣，所以他们全家呢就离开那个地方。
And then you see in chapter 3 where John the Baptist comes and he speaks, he starts preaching about repentance, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He says the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那个到第三章呢，描述的是施洗约翰。施洗约翰当时开始已经给人们宣道，他当时说，要预备你的道路，这个神的国要快来了。
And then in chapter 4 we see, well actually later on in chapter 3 we see that Jesus baptized by John the Baptist.
啊，那章也说到，耶稣呢就被施洗约翰给施洗了。
Where he enters into his kingly ministry.
Which
He's anointed by God to pronounce him as the Messiah and beloved Son.
这样施洗以后，就相当于他被神是受膏了。被神膏了以后呢，就宣告他是弥赛亚。
And then in chapter 4, we see that Jesus goes through the test in the wilderness, and he succeeds in the test that the Spirit led him into.
所以第四章呢，讲到耶稣在旷野里面受试探。在这试探中间呢，耶稣已经就是胜过了这些所有。
He's tested by the devil.
所以试探呢是来自于这个邪恶者。
And yet he succeeds, whereas Israel in the Old Testament failed in the wilderness.
所以呢，他在这个试探当中呢，耶稣是胜出的一方，那就撒旦这邪恶者呢是失败的。
And then in chapter 3 verse 17, he says, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased."This same phrase is used of Psalms 2 of the ruler of Christ, who's the ruler of God, who's designated as the Christ to rule over the nations.
所以三章十七节这里面，耶稣刚受洗以后，天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”这个就对应，诗篇第二篇里面说，将来，神的儿子弥赛亚呢，是神所喜悦的。
What happened?In the New Testament, we're very clear what happened as a result of Christ presenting himself as the king. What happened after this? How did Israel respond?
So, these are in the New Testament, the description is very clear. Jesus told the people that he is the king, but how did this world respond?
The religious leaders in chapter 12 said, oh, you're doing miracles by Satan, by the devil.
So, those religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders,就说啊，你做这些神迹都是来自于，都是来自于鬼，来自于邪恶，不是来自于神。
And so then in chapter 13, you'll notice a change in Jesus' message. He starts talking about the mystery kingdom. He's no longer offering the kingdom to Israel. He's talking about the mystery kingdom.
所以从这个马太福音第十三章往后，你会发现一个变化。从那个以后，耶稣呢不再直接讲这个神的国，而是讲这个神的国的奥秘。
Where you cast a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds that they knew at that time, and you throw it out, and it becomes a tree, and the birds of the air nest in its branches.
比如说，你把神国就像你把一个小小的芥菜种种在地上，将来长成了大树，甚至鸟都住在上面。
And we know in chapter later on in the book of Matthew, we know that when he talks about the mystery kingdom, he says, like a field, there's a pearl of great price, and you'll give everything to have that pearl.
然后面呢，在马太福音也讲到天神国秘密，神国奥秘的时候，耶稣也说，神国呢就像一块一个土地，土地上有珍珠，你会放弃所有你的财宝，你所有的东西都想去买这块地，想去得到这个珍珠。And
so he's talking about eternal life.
所以他这里面讲的其实呢，珍珠呢就是指的是永生。And
the door is slammed shut for offering the kingdom to Israel. That's going to be future in the future time.
所以他说的这个门呢，会被为了对罪人关上，他这指的是将来的事。And
Jesus goes to the cross and dies and rises again.
所以最后耶稣呢也上了十字架，死了又重新复活。And
now the church is Jew and Gentile in one body. And Paul says in Ephesians 3, this is the mystery of Jew and Gentile in one body.
所以在那以后呢，这个教会呢就包括了，既包括了犹太人，又包括了外邦人。所以犹太人和外邦人的合一呢，是保罗后面说的。
So the church was always God's plan. And God was not surprised by Israel's rejection of his Messiah. So this passage has always been confusing for theologians. The question is, why did Matthew, in speaking to the church, go back and talk about those times when Jesus talked about the kingdom and offered the kingdom to Israel? Why is he going back to kingdom teaching when he's talking to the church? He's writing to the church. Matthew's writing to a mature church in the New Testament. Why is he talking all this about the early offer to Israel about the kingdom? It's confusing to theologians and to the people.
马太福音第五章的描述呢，就让人挺糊涂的，挺费解的。因为为什么马太呢又重新描述这段？这段讲的是耶稣呢去把整个神国，给提供给当时的以色列人。If
you read many commentaries on this passage, people are all over the place. Theologians struggle with this passage. One of the most difficult passages in the Bible. They struggle with the words when you take it literally. How does this apply to us? Why is he putting it here?
所以你要是读这个关于这段天国八福的关于圣经的讲解，很多神学家呢对于这边的理解呢就是很费解，他们也搞不清楚为什么要把这段经文放在这里。And
I believe Matthew is saying this. It's very simple. He's saying, yes, the kingdom is delayed, but I want you to live in this mystery kingdom, the church. I want you to live this way now. I want you to live out the kingdom character, which we know would be true of the subjects in the coming kingdom where Christ is reigning on the earth. I want you to start living this way now so that people will have a thirst for God's kingdom. People will see a miniature picture of what God's future kingdom will look like when the church lives this way now.
所以我认为呢，马太的这儿讲这段经文的意思是说，尽管神国被delay了，神国被拖延到将来的事儿，但是现在呢，就想让你们活出，让这门徒活出神国的子民的样式，这样子呢，他会吸引更多的人，因为看到这个神国的样子呢，像这个小照片一样，因为这个会有很多人对神国将来神国的生活呢有一个渴慕。So
is the church doing that? Are we doing that?
现在的问题就是，教会是不是在做这件事儿？And
so, let's look into the scriptures to see how we're to live out these kingdom principles and characteristics now. Let's see what God says about that.
所以我们今天就读读经文，看看我们是不是或者怎么样能活出这个天国的原则和天国的特征。When
we do that, we'll show a little light, a little spread, a little salt. So they will know what the future kingdom will be in its fullness.
所以如果我们活出这个天国子民的样子呢，我们就像变成一点一小点盐，一小点光。所以看见我们的人就知道将来的天国子民，将来天国是什么样的。Does
that clear to everyone?
对你们来讲，这清楚吗？
Does that clear up this passage for you?
所以现在你知道这个经文为什么要这样写吗？
So let's look at the characteristics of the kingdom that we're to live right now. Characteristics of the future kingdom that we're to live right now.
所以我们现在看一看，就是这个今晚这个天主国是将来会来，但今天如果我们过天国的样式，它是会具有哪些特征？
He says first, blessed are the poor in spirit.
所以他这个耶稣先说，说是灵里贫穷的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为这个天国是他们的。
You know, I think it's interesting. Poor in spirit, what does that mean?
所以这样很好玩，他讲到贫穷和灵，这什么意思？
In fact, in Luke chapter 6, he mentions something similar to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, blessed are the poor. He doesn't add the spirit in that phrase. Blessed are the poor, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
所以有点意思的是，在路加福音第六章那边，路加描述的耶稣呢，在山上给讲道的时候提到了说，贫穷的人啊，就穷人是有福了，但那边没讲到灵里贫穷。
So this passage includes the poor, yes.
所以今天这个经文呢，讲到了穷，是的。
But it's more than that.
但比这个还多。
It's a poor in spirit is an attitude of humility and dependence on God.
所以这里面他讲的是灵里面的贫穷，他的意思是讲的人要谦卑，所以人要依靠神过日。
And that's the first step in becoming a believer in Christ.
这是你要想变成一个信徒，这是第一步。
To humble ourselves and recognize.We cannot achieve righteousness. We must receive it from above, from Christ.
所以就是要谦卑虚心，谦卑我们自己，要意识到我们自己靠我们的作为，我们不能受到公义，公义是从天上给我们的。
When I first started working with the Chinese church many years ago in 1982, we had a Bible study with people just coming out of China.When Deng Xiaoping was leading the country. Yes.
所以当我呢最初开始在中国教会服侍，那是1982年，那时候刚刚有一些从中国大陆来的人，那个时候刚刚邓小平呢开始了改革开放。
And so we would have Bible studies using English, Bible to teach English.
所以那个时候呢，我们会用英文呢来做查圣经，当然也是给他们练英语。
And generally these were older scholars.Maybe in their 50s, who had, much older than today.
查经班里面呢，也有一些很老了、年纪很大的人了。那个时候他们都50岁了，比今天的查经班里平均年龄要大。
And I remember them saying, "Pastor Jones, we don't feel like we need God's righteousness. We feel we're already good citizens of China. We're good citizens here in College Station. We're breaking no law. I don't understand you say that."We need God's righteousness. They were sinners. I don't feel I'm a bad person. I don't feel like I'm a bad person.
我记得那些人当时说，他说琼斯牧师，我们不需要神的义，我们都是好人，都是好公民，从来没有违法。
And I would explain to them that when we read through this list of we're going to see later of purity and so forth, that we all can not live up to an ideal, and that's called sin.
所以我那时候就给他们解释，一会儿我也会跟讲后面的，比如包括心清。所以按照这个标准，标准呢，我们都没有活到这个标准，所以我们都是罪人。
And I'll explain to them, actually, it's a matter of control. Either we're in control of our lives and there's no God, or we yield ourselves to God and realize He is the Creator and we're the creature, and we humble ourselves and recognize that.
所以这个事儿呢，是关乎到。控制，要不然呢是我们控制我们自己，以为我们控制掌控一切，还是呢我们呢把这个控制权呢就交托给神，然后我们需就是我们自己谦卑，让神来掌控。
I also asked them if they were married. Are they?
我还问他们是不是结婚了。
And they said yes.
他们说结了。
I said, well, you must not ever listen to your wife. I'm sure she can find things wrong.She can come up with a list of things show that you're not perfect.
我就说，既然你结婚了，我要问你太太，你太太一定会列出来一个清单，去告诉我你不是完美的。
And so, blessed are the poor in spirit. That's the first step: is understanding we need forgiveness, we need God's righteousness. We're creatures; He's the Creator, and yielding to Him.
所以这个里面第一步说。清心的人是个虚心的人，就是灵里贫穷的人是有福了。这个是要我们意识到我们自己呢是需要神的，我们需要谦卑一下。
And I encourage you to think about that.
我鼓励你们去好好想想这个。
Because if we resist God, you know, in later on in the passage in the Beatitudes in chapter 7, he talks about building our house on the rock or the sand.
所以我比如这我也鼓励你们去想想这个，如果我们呢还是拒绝神呢，就像这个马太福音后面记描述的，那我们就像把一个房子建在沙上，这个沙堆呢，这个根基是不稳固。
If we build our life on the rock, we have a rock of Christ, we have stability.
如果我们把我们的生活呢，建立在一个石头上，那么这个石头呢是很坚固的，我们的生活就很稳固。
When difficulties happen,
当那些困难的事情来的时候。
One of the girls in the flood that was rescued, several of the girls that were rescued from this Camp Mystic in the hill country, where 27 girls were lost.
所以在这个最近的德州洪水里面呢，很多这个，因为他当时这些女孩子参加这个夏令营，很多就被冲走了，但也有些被营救了。
Several of the girls attended that camp who attend our church in San Antonio.
所以被营救的那些女孩子里面有好几个都是来。
And the girls in our church were saved or rescued.
所以来我们教会的这些女孩们都得救了。
And one of them was rescued, the last person to be rescued by helicopter.
所以其中一个呢是被直升飞机最后营救的一个。
But they're mourning that they lost their friends.
但他们为他们就是丧失的朋友们呢感到非常哀痛。
And he says that they're going to be comforted. Look at verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted.
所以这里面呢第四节就说了哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Bad things happen in this world.
这世界上坏事发生很多。
And they're not caused by God, it's just because we live in a fallen world.
他们并不是说神引起的这些坏事情，只是因为我们生活在一个沉沦的世界。
But God will comfort you when you experience tragedy and difficulty.
但是当你经历这些苦难和悲惨的时候，神会安慰你。
And then he says, "Blessed are the gentle," verse 5.
然后第五节就说温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们会承受地土。
It's interesting. This word "gentle" is used in Matthew 11:29 of Jesus, who says, "He is take my yoke upon me because I am gentle and lowly of heart."
这也挺好玩的，这个。温柔这个字呢，字眼在后面也用过。耶稣说，你们应该承担我的轭，因为我的轭是容易的，而且我心里温柔谦卑，也是用的同样一个词温柔。
It's used again in Matthew, later on in Matthew of Jesus who's gentle. Matthew 21 where Jesus is gentle, riding a donkey and entered Jerusalem.
那这个同样这个词温柔。又在被后面又用一次，在马太福音后面，耶稣呢，他是说他骑着这个驴进耶路撒冷的时候，他说他是温柔的。
No one would say Jesus was a weak person.
所以没有人会说耶稣是一个软弱的人。
Because he's God in the flesh, he has all the strength, infinite strength of the universe.
因为他是神，成了在了肉身，他是在这宇宙中有无限的力量。
But he also knows how to be a gentle shepherd.
但同时呢，耶稣也知道怎么会做一个温柔的牧人。
Let me ask you a question. When you see the face of God, you know, maybe just close your eyes or just think a moment. You close your eyes. When you see the face of God, what do you see? What do you imagine?
让我问你个问题：如果你这会儿闭着眼睛想象，如果你见到了神，你会觉得你想象中的神是什么样的
？Do you see the angry policeman ready to hit you?
你看到了神是像一个很生气的警察，准备要打你了？
Or do you see a gentle shepherd who loves you?
你看到的还是一个很温柔的牧羊人。
You know, there's both sides of God. Obviously, God has anger and wrath for those who reject Him.
神呢，当然有两面呢。一面呢，就是神呢，他也会有怒气。那对于拒绝神的人呢，他是有这个。
But even those who reject Him, He's the gentle shepherd, always saying, "Please come, please come."
但即便对这些拒绝的人呢，神总是有温柔的一面。
I don't want to punish. Please come.
我并不想惩罚你，请过来吧。
He's the gentle shepherd. That's his face before the lost world.
所以呢，神呢，就是一个温柔的牧羊人，就是在这个世界堕落以前就是这样。
And then he says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness."
所以，这里面又说，饥渴慕义的人。
They shall be satisfied.
因为他们会得饱足。
What do we hunger and thirst for?
我们今天渴慕的是什么东西？
In Psalms 119, David says he thirsted and hungered for God's righteousness to be in his life and hungered for God's word.
所以在诗篇的119篇里面，大卫就说他是渴慕神的话语还有神的意。
And so we may need to fast from the news. You know, before in the old days, we never had the news so prolific like we have today.
所以在那个旧约过去的那时候，他们并没有这个今天的这样的好消息。
Now you can just pull up on your mobile phone.
那今天你可以直接拿出来你的手机。
And we could be addicted to, you know, scrolling the news all the time.
当然你也可能会看那些。
And so I have a challenge for all of us, including myself. Maybe set a time limit. A limit of time on how much time we read the news. And you might do an embarrassing experiment. I would say embarrassing for me too. Is how much time we spend in the news versus reading God's word and pursuing His righteousness. I'm kind of embarrassed when the phone pops up and says, oh, you've had 12 hours on the phone in the last 2 days. What? I didn't see. You know, it happens so easy.
有时候我会真的感觉很尴尬，因为我手机里会弹出来一个信息说，过去两天里面你已经花了12个小时在新闻上了，就是在这上面花时间太快了。But
we need to pursue God's righteousness and see it applied in our lives and pursue His truth.
所以我们还是要追求神的义，看这个义呢，怎么还有神的真理，怎么会应用在今天生活中？Why
is that important?
为什么这事很重要呢？
Because when tragedy strikes like that flood in your life, when difficulties happen even in your family in this life, or job.
所以当就像那个洪水描述的洪水那样，当这种困难，还有这种惨事来的时候，
you need to have the maturity, godly maturity to handle that trial and manage it well.
你这样就会有从神那里来的成熟度去对付这种意外。
And that only comes spending time with God, like Mary, quietly before Him. And then He says, blessed are the merciful. For they shall receive mercy. 1 Peter 1:3 says that by His mercy we're born again.
彼得前书里面1:3也说，我是靠着耶稣的怜悯，我们才能重生。
So since God was merciful to us and given us salvation, we should be merciful to others.
所以既然神呢就对我们很有怜悯，给我们重生，所以我们要对别人有怜悯。That's
not easy to do when you're driving and someone's driving over right on your bumper. You know, someone with a big truck and saying, "Why does this person do that? Why did I come to Texas? I should have stayed in China. Look at this big truck. The Texas people are crazy."
所以这也不容易。当你在德州开车，别人开个大车在后面几乎撞到你的这个汽车的后那个保险杠上了，你会说：“我飞车进从中国跑到德州干什么？”
You know. So what you can do is just pull over to the side of the road and let them go. Don't fight them.
所以你能做的，当被别人追尾加跟着的，你能做的事就是把车停在边上，别跟他们开杠。
That's giving mercy to that person. Then he says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
他又说呢，在心里面清洁的人呢，会是有福的，因为他们能得见神。
You know, purity is something the Pharisees and religious leaders that taught in that day struggled with.
所以这个什么叫清洁呢？这就是那天，那些法利赛人和
They corrupted the law, as you read through the Beatitudes here through chapter 70. Jesus scolds them for corrupting the law and not being pure of heart. They had many rules of divorce.
他们设了很多规矩关于离婚。
You can even divorce your wife for burning the toast.
如果你的太太把你早晨的面包给烤焦了，烤焦了，你这个就有理由把她休了。
And so Jesus told him, he says, you know, even if you look at a woman to lust for her, you've already committed adultery.
所以耶稣给他们说啊，即便看见一个女的，你心里呢闪出了一个邪念，那么你已经和她通奸了。
So Jesus looked right into the heart of these religious leaders and said, my purity has a higher standard than yours.
所以耶稣是看穿了这些宗教领袖的心，他耶稣的话就是说，我的清洁远远高于你们的标准。
And as we close in the last couple of qualities, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, they should be called sons of God.
剩下两个这个特质呢，一个是耶稣说使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必被称为神的儿子。
And later on, he talks about if you have a gift to the altar, you have something against your brother, first be reconciled to your brother.
后面耶稣也讲到，如果你想在祭坛上呢，有奉献，那么但你想到你还和一个弟兄呢中间有嫌隙，你得先和弟兄和好，再去奉献。
So the Sermon on the Mount can be divided into two parts. This is the character qualities we've been focusing on today.
所以这一段呢，耶稣的讲经呢，可以分成两部分，前一部分是先讲讲。
And the rest of chapter 5, 6, and 7 talks about the application of those character qualities, those kingdom qualities lived out. What does it look like?
所以呢，后面这个第五章的后半部分，还包括第六、第七章，讲的是这个应用，把这个神国子民特征的应用怎么活出来，神国子民的样子。
And lastly, I'll close on being persecuted for righteousness' sake.
最后呢，他讲到。为义受逼迫的人就服了。
In my travels around the world, we work in all the way in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, India, Nepal, all over the world, and I see and meet a lot of people who, different people, some people who've been persecuted for their faith.
我在世界上多处呢，就旅行过，我去过柬埔寨、老挝、缅甸、印度、尼泊尔，我看到很多人因为。耶稣因为信神而被逼迫。
And what gets them through this, what enables them to go through that trial,
给他们这个力量，他们经历这些磨难的事情是
is the fact they know they're going to be rewarded in heaven for their faithfulness.
是这个信念，是他们知道他们将来呢会在天国受到奖赏。
One time I met a fellow who he was locked up for starting a Bible study, and they said, you cannot do a Bible study here. No, you cannot. He goes, well, and so he was locked up.
我有一次碰到一个人，他就是因为开了一个查经班就被关起来了。我说你不能开个查经班吗？他说不行。
He was a local official in a county. He said, no, you cannot do it.
是在那县城里面的当地的官员说你不能开查经班，就把他关起来。
So he was just a young man. He had two children at home, a young wife.
他是个年轻人，太太也很年轻，还有两个小孩。
And he stayed there in the jail maybe 2 or 3 months.
在牢里待了两三个月。
And he was sharing the gospel with the guards and sharing the gospel with everyone around him.
他在那里面给这个看守啊，给其他的人一块儿，都给他们传福音。
Finally, the county officials came to the jail.
最终呢，这个县里面领导来到这个牢里。
And they said, you know, you're mentally ill. There's something wrong in your head. Because you want to talk about Jesus all the time.
他说你精神上有毛病，你看你怎么一直在讲这个福音呢？
So they said, just leave our county. You know, we cannot punish you anymore. Just leave our county.
县城的官员说就离开我们的县城吧，我们不想惩罚你，走吧。
And he told me this story. And he said he rejoiced.
他告诉我这个故事，他说他当时心里很有喜乐。
Now.His wife probably was not rejoicing. But so if you become a missionary, maybe you shouldn't get married like Paul. I don't know. So I close this message by asking the same question I started with.
So I close this message by asking the same question I started with.
How can we shine God's light in this dark world?
所以在这个黑暗的世界，我们怎么样能够为神发光？
are like salt. How can we create a thirst in people's hearts for God's righteousness?
或者就像盐一样，我们怎么能在别人的心里面会让他们有一个渴慕、会渴慕神的神的意？
Or for their creator.
或是这个造物主的意。
And my wife, who would stand right here, she would say, "You start living that way at home on how you treat me. How's that a start? How about starting there? You're almost dead. You have one foot in the grave. You're 68. How about starting right here in the house?"
如果我太太坐在这儿，她会跟我说：“你赶快就在家里去活出这个样子啊！你已经68了，半个脚都在棺材里了，赶快吧。”Yeah,
and my grandchildren. Children would say the same.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge for us. And may God have mercy on us to change some old habits that we need to change. Because we can change. Even before the message, Dr. Chin reminded me, don't go in such long sentences. You know, try to shorten it a little bit.
就像今天陈老师告诉琼生牧师的时候，别讲那么长，短点。And
he's right, he's correct.
他说的对。So
I hope I did a little bit better today.
我希望今天讲的还不错，比较短。I
still fall short, but hopefully it was a little bit better than my old self.
我还不够，但是比起来过去的我呢，希望我已经进步了一点。So
it means we can change if we concentrate on it. We can.
所以这我说的意思就是，我们是可以改变的。如果我们专精这个事儿，我们可以改变。So
may God have mercy on us to do that.
所以愿神呢对我们每个人都有怜悯。To
shine light to people in College Station.
所以我们可以在大学城这个地方呢，去做光。And
around the world.
而且对全世界。Let's
pray.
祷告。Lord,
we thank you for your goodness.
哦，神，我们感谢你的美好。I
thank you for how much you care for us.
啊，我感谢你关心我们。
And Lord, I thank you for College Station Chinese Church. Lord, may this church continue to be a light to the Chinese and Asians in this town. Even a light to the Westerners that we meet. To show them what your kingdom would be like.
就展现给所有的人，主，你的国是什么样的？
That they may come to know you.
所以他们可以更多的认识你。
As they see the light of Christ in us.
所以呢，就把他们心里种下一颗关于耶稣基督的种子。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.